Well, this past weekend, a number of sanctions against Iran were lifted. The Obama administration hailed it as a diplomatic victory. Critics, like the GOP candidates, are saying the U.S. is getting hosed. Several U.S. hostages were released in the deal, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio said our enemies, quote, "Our enemies now know that if you can capture an American, you can get something meaningful in exchange for it," end quote. During that interview last week, he also conjured up the name Ronald Reagan and the famous Iranian hostage crisis. What is the connection? WUSF's Steve Newborn caught up with Amy Holyfield of PolitiFact Florida.
Relations with Iran have been in the headlines recently with the relaxation of sanctions in light of the deal to curb the development of nuclear weapons in the rogue nation. The deal has captured a lot of headlines in the Republican presidential debates. One of the most vocal opponents of dealing with the Ayatollah has been Florida Senator Marco Rubio. During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, he evoked the last Iranian hostage situation back in 1981, when after 444 days in captivity, they were released right when Ronald Reagan was sworn into office.
"When I become president of the United States, our adversaries around the world will know that America is no longer under the command of someone weak like Barack Obama. And it will be like Ronald Reagan, where as soon as he took office, the hostages were released from Iran."
Talk about a little presidential history. We're talking with PolitiFact Florida's Amy Holyfield. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So, Amy, Rubio was alluding to the power of the Gipper in getting the hostages released, but did he really have that much to do with it?
He actually had almost nothing to do with it other than being able to have the glory of announcing the good news to Congress and the nation. This is definitely an imaginative rereading of history by Senator Rubio. Actually, Iran sort of got tired of having the hostages and thought they'd gotten enough out of them and was talking to the Carter administration for some months ahead of the inauguration and made the deal. Was kind of worried about a new administration coming in. They weren't afraid of the new administration, but just were kind of concerned about starting the process over for negotiating for these hostages releases. So it was actually a deal that Jimmy Carter and his folks did. The Reagan administration officials were not involved at all.
Now, what I've been reading is the Iranians were kind of getting back at Jimmy Carter for having hosted the Shah, who had just been kicked out of office, to get medical attention over here, right?
Yeah, that was part of the deal for why he couldn't make the announcement. What happened was it was basically the day of the inauguration came the news of the deal. And Carter told Reagan, and then Reagan was able to tell Congress, and then the nation found out. And that was part of the setup with Iran, because they didn't want Carter to get the glory.
Now, a lot of people have said in retrospect that the Iranians were afraid of what Ronald Reagan might do as president to get the hostages released because of his war talk, I guess, during the campaign. Are you taking any of that into this account?
You know, people we talked to said it doesn't really even make sense that the Iranians would have known about it, whatever Reagan had said on the campaign trail. You know, we're talking about 1980. This isn't current times where the communication is just so widespread. There's not really an indication that any of the harsh words that Reagan had would have been heard in Iran.
It's not like today where we have all these debates in there. It seems like everybody in the world is watching these, right?
Exactly. We rated this pants on fire.
All right, next up, let's talk about presidential candidate Jeb Bush. Now, he says when he was governor, he helped reduce the youth heroin use in Florida by 50%. Now, Amy, first, he's got a little personal history with addiction in his family, doesn't he?
He does. His daughter, Noelle, while he was governor, had some addiction problems, something he has not talked a lot about, but recently has talked about on the campaign trail.
So let's talk about this reduction. Was the use actually reduced by half, and can he take credit for it?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. So we rated this half true because if you look at the numbers, it actually is 50% the way he talked about it. We're looking at a 2006 Florida Youth Substance Abuse Survey that was conducted by the Florida Department of Children and Families. And if you look at two measurements, heroin use at any time in one's life and heroin use during the past 30 days, and you look at respondents between the ages of 11 and 18, you do see a 50% reduction. But the experts we talked to gave us some pretty important caveats to look at. One, the actual percentage of youth using heroin is a really small number. So you're talking about an extremely small difference making it to get a change of 50%. In addition to that, one of the experts we talked to was really concerned about a major drop that occurred in 1 year's time. Between the years of, I think, 2000 and 2001, there was most of the drop that you saw in this number during Bush's tenure as governor happened in 1 year's time. And that doesn't really happen in surveys like this, and so that raised a flag.
At the same time, there was a national drop in heroin use too, wasn't there?
Absolutely. It definitely tracked what was happening in the nation. One other thing we looked at was whether Bush gets any credit for this sort of change in statistics. And people we talked to reminded us he did make it the issue a high priority in his administration. He created a drug policy office right out of the governor's office, something that coordinated with law enforcement, treatment, education, and prevention. And his wife got involved in the issue and made it a thing, but really it's not something that the governor makes a difference on.
All right, Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for helping break the cycle of rhetorical campaign abuse.
You're welcome.